What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lin. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Asian and European markets are mixed this afternoon, with some bourses taking a cue from a rally on Wall Street overnight and others treading in the red. In London, the FTSE 100 is up 0.25%. Tokyo and Hong Kong are finishing the week on a positive note as well. Here at home, though, well, stocks have given up those morning gains, and the Straits Times Index currently trading down 0.15%. So it's not a big drop, but still in the red. Straits Times Index currently at 3207. Market turnover is light today, just a tad above $800 million. Taking a look at some shares, banks are mixed. DBS and UOB are up. OCBC and Singtel are down. Azure Capital CEO Terence Wong says that geopolitical uncertainty has been leading many investors to flee the markets, but he sees them starting to buy back in.
Well, I think the Singapore market, following on what's happening over in regional markets, all of us are facing a little bit of a rebound right now. That's after U.S. confirmed they will hold a fresh round of trade talks with China. And I think that investors right now are feeling hopeful that things will happen between the two giants. But I guess it's a little bit too early to really tell what's going to unfold. Also, I think over in the U.S., the results have been fairly good. Look at some of the bellwethers like Walmart, Cisco. They exhibited good numbers over the quarter, and that allowed the U.S. markets to show a very, very strong rebound yesterday. I think that's the strongest in over 4 months. But the key to this month is really the Turkish crisis. There's been an overhang because U.S. have waged a new war, and this time with Turkey. You look at the lira has taken a major beating, and that has affected a lot of the emerging market currencies, as well as this part of the world.
As you mentioned, we have a lot of geopolitical overhang. There's the trade talks, and while people are excited that China and U.S. will go back to the table, they also point out that they're relatively low-level talks, and both sides are still talking tough. Turkish lira rebounding, but that crisis is not going to disappear anytime soon. Do you see these as noise, or do you see them as factors that are going to continue to really drive stock prices?
Well, let's take Turkey, for example. If you look at Turkey versus the rest of the world, it doesn't contribute a lot to global GDP. I believe it's a shade less than 1%. So in terms of real numbers, that's not an impact. But if there's going to be a lot of knock-on effect, because once that goes down, and you can see the domino effect happening right now, a lot of people are talking about a potential for another Asian financial crisis, which happened 21 years ago. Unlikely, but then I wouldn't say the chances are zero, because sentiments, you're not sure what's going to happen. Currencies have been affected. One of the best ways to actually protect yourself against this, I do believe that with every crisis brings opportunities, will be to invest in companies that are very, very export-driven. It's not a foolproof plan. But if you look at what has happened in previous currency crises or major currency weaknesses, the export guys are those chief beneficiaries.
The latest economic numbers released today show that Singapore's non-oil domestic exports jumped nearly 12% in July. That's much, much better than the 0.8% uptick in June. It's also ahead of market expectations. The growth was fueled by pharmaceuticals. Drug exports more than doubled in July as compared with a year earlier. I spoke earlier with Azure Capital CEO Terence Wong. These latest figures appear to gel with his investment strategy, which is to look for companies with U.S. dollar revenues and local currency expenses.
Non-oil domestic exports figures are a little bit colored. It's swung up and down by the pharmaceuticals, so I wouldn't read too much into it. But that's it. I think the export has been particularly strong, and given that we will see our currencies weaken vis-a-vis the U.S. dollar, that should continue to improve. But again, if you look at the numbers are very, very backward-looking. We should look ahead, and what's ahead is that I believe that the export-driven companies will continue to benefit.
Okay, could you leave us with a couple examples of export companies that you think are good buys right now?
Well, if you look at Singapore, I think one of the key export companies or one of the key export sectors would be in the manufacturing arena, manufacturing as well as the technology companies, as the bulk of the sales predominantly will be in U.S. dollars. Currently, what's happening is that they are actually riding on a wave of contracts. Some of the tech companies have been beaten down over the last few months. One of the counters that we are bullish on, and we've looked at the second quarter results, will be Fuyu, which is a plastic manufacturer, and that has benefited not only from the strengthening U.S. dollar, but also in terms of business, it has generated very, very strong operational improvement in its business.
We've been speaking with Terrence Wong. He's the CEO of Azure Capital.